So their plan is to rob an armored car and steal all the money.
It's proto Heat.
It is. And so they all get together, both sides. They're all angry. They're all upset with each other.
Yeah.
But they're going to do it. They're going to come together for this one final mission. And they go over the plan, kind of. They vaguely go over the plan, but everyone's got their part. And then they rob the armored truck. Goose pulls out some ninja stars.
Yeah. I don't know if Goose kills anyone.
He throws the ninja star at the guy in the head. I mean, I don't think it kills the security guard.
That was a gang member.
Oh, no, no. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
He fucking ropes down from like the top of the building.
About that.
And pulls out one of his many different.
He's so cool.
He's got all of these weapons.
That really did look like he propelled down. It really did look like it. At least two or three, four stories.
It's very impressive. This man fucking tied a rope.
And that moment of the movie is like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It looked dangerous. And, you know, he really did it for that shot. It's amazing.
He propels down and he throws a ninja star right at the security guard's forehead. Perfect shot. And all the group comes in and they fucking murder the security guard. A couple other people get shot and killed. And they take the money. Like, it's a very quick, just like, we did it. Like, they just go and rob it. It just happens.
I like to, they steal $100,000. It's like, oh.
In one bag.
This is kind of funny because it's like, oh, I mean, only $100,000? Like, guys killed like two people.
Well, inflation.
I guess, yeah, $100,000 is quite a bit. But I don't know. I feel like even at the time, whatever. Anyway. They're celebrating. They're having a good time. They're at their like den that has like Playboy pinups and like graffiti everywhere. And Goose, you know, he's kind of like apprehensive, right? Because he doesn't trust the spiders. And, you know, his buddy, the leader, is just like, fucking idiot. Like, you shouldn't worry, you know?
It's all going to be okay.
Yeah, whatever. But we do know that their plan is to kill the ravens.
Kill every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. They split up into their two areas, and now they're going to meet together to split up the money, I guess.
Yeah, but they're going on the spider's turf, and
right,
the leader of the ravens, like, we can't bring in weapons. Like, this is supposed to be a friendly, you know, trade-off. They hand us our half the money and all goes away, so no one brings weapons except, of course, Goose, who is just packed to the brim.
Yeah, he's got so many stuff. He's so cool. He's like, I'm packing.
He doesn't trust anyone. So they go and meet the spiders, and it's exactly what Goose thinks it is. It's a trap, and the spiders just lay hell. They got their machine gun, and they just start murdering everyone.
They kill everybody. They kill, like, all of the guys.
They kill everyone but Goose.
Goose is able to, like, throw a couple knives and shoot a couple people in the head, and he's able to, like, steal the money and run away with the whole gang, like, chasing after him. It's very fun. I think he, like, ropes, he, like, has, like, a chain, and he, like, flies around and stuff. Great. Yeah, and he runs away. He gets the hell out of there. They go on a bit of a chase.
He's getting chased by a car, and he jumps off of a bridge, falls into the water.
You see him jump.
It's pretty wild. They're running around. Everyone's dying. Car crashes. All kinds of fun shit's going on.
He goes to a gas station.
That scene is wild. This man walks into a gas station, and he just sets down $100,000. Like, he just puts it on the ground. And he gets himself a soda, and the guy's like, you got to pay for it. And instead of just paying him, you know, one of the many hundreds of thousands of dollars this man has, he threatens to murder him for no particular reason, this poor gas station owner. And then comes perhaps the greatest line in all of cinema, where a boy and his grandmother, probably like a 20-year-old boy, is sitting in a car with his grandmother at this gas station, and the boy says to his grandma, he says, grandma, give me your gun.
Shoot him in the head.
What a wild moment.
Just completely, I guess it's just like nowhere. Things in Dayton really suck lately. Like, everybody is like on edge and super violent. You know, you could get shot. And they kill the attendant. They kill the guy working at the gas station.
They murder him. They murder the hell out of
him. It's so funny. They're like, shoot him in the head.
And Goose runs away.
That seems a little silly. But it's good. Yeah, Goose is like, oh, fuck. And he runs away. He doesn't even say anything. He just leaves.
And then the scene after that, also another very strange scene in the film. A man is eating breakfast at a diner. And he orders two breakfasts. There was two breakfasts. It's a oddly long scene. And he's eating his breakfast.
I like the scene too. But the scene before this is when he goes into the cemetery.
Oh, and the wild dream sequence.
Yeah. Yeah. Which we talked about. But yeah, I mean, that's a great scene where it's just has great editing. I think the editing in the scene, he sees like his like girlfriend, like wearing the bloody sheets walking. And then the evil villain mustache guy. He's great, by the way. That actor and character is great. Very evil. Very, very evil. He like cuts the skull open reveal the brain and stuff. That's a really good dream sequence. It's really good.
It's got a bunch of snakes on like a sword.
I would be very proud to have come up with that.
Dream sequence is great. It's one of the best sequences in the movie. It's all over the place. It's wild. It's gross. It's got great prop design. It's in a graveyard. Also, this kid, he falls asleep fucking anywhere. Like this man will just lay on the ground.
Yeah, that's a good point. He sleeps like on the floor everywhere. I guess he's a gang member. He's a rough and tumble.
He's a very tired member. Man. He's got a lot going on in his life.
But yeah, the scene at the diner is a very confusing scene.
I mean, I love it. I love the scene, but I have no idea what it has to do with the film at all or anything.
The point is that he's making a phone call at the diner to call the sister of his girlfriend so he can get a meeting later to give her the stolen money. But for some reason, there's this weird guy there who gets mad at the waitress for not putting out food for like God or something. I can only imagine this is maybe Jim Van Beber like trying to make like a comment about like religion or Christianity or something like that.
Probably.
Like a guy who's supposedly Christian, but he's being annoying and kind of mean, you know?
I wrote down a couple of quotes from this scene because it's
so good.
It's a baffling scene. The man says, "Go to the kitchen and make God some breakfast, you bitch."
Yeah, it's so good.
And then the next thing he says is, "I suppose if you had breakfast with the Lord, you'd make him pay."
Dope.
What a strange moment in the film. I love it.
Doesn't make any sense, but it's great. It's just like something that happens at the diner that he's like taking the phone call. Whatever, I guess. It's so good.
Who cares?
Yeah, whatever. But my man, Goose, he's going to the train station. I'm telling you, like, I'm looking at these these locations are just, they suck. Like, I should visit it sometime. I wonder how far it is from here. But yeah, they go to the train station, and I mean, this shit is abandoned. Like, when was the last time a train went through there? I don't know. And yeah, he falls asleep on the ground there for some reason.
Again, just falling asleep everywhere.
He's falling asleep.
This man needs to not sleep so much. It's dangerous. That's how people keep coming up on him. Sleeps too much.
And they wake him up, too.
They do.
Whatever. It's a whole group of them, and they're going to get him. Anyway, he's there. Goose wasn't expecting them there. They will to follow him. And I would say, like, the last part of the movie is quite amazing and exciting.
It's a blast.
And they really go all out.
He is surrounded by the evil goons of the spiders, and they're ready to murder him. And they all have their own separate weapon, right? They held their own expertise in whatever weapon or fighting style. But they are no match for Goose and his plethora of nunchucks and ninja stars and knives and other weaponry.
He's so cool. He beats up everybody. He kills awesome. Everybody.
It's great.
I love when he fights with these nunchucks and he like strangles that guy with the nunchucks. He doesn't even
yes.
He like brutally strangles that guy and like blood is everywhere. He goes crazy.
He goes ham.
Yeah, I love when he kills the crazy guy that killed his girlfriend. That is so satisfying when he
throws him off the bridge.
It's so good.
He throws him off the roof and